Wow, how did that happen?
We were at 2 below. We really were. And I look at the temperature now, and it says 1 above. So, Jason Kance, did I have that much hot air in just my little information report bottom of the hour?
Apparently, yeah. Yeah, it's going up. We'll take it.
All right. Well, anything I can do to help, very good. Well, it's my mom's birthday today.
Happy birthday to your mom.
Hopefully she's okay, then I'm going to say
Lovely lady.
She's 85 today.
Wow.
Now, you met her at one of my kids' graduations, right?
Yes, and I also came to the hotel when they were, so.
And her and my stepdad listened, occasionally they listen at 5:45.
Yeah.
So they've become
it's
fond
early.
Of it.
I know that not a lot of people do. That's okay.
No, they, some people are like, it was hard to get out of bed for me this morning. I was at the Jesus Fit Outreach last night at the Brewing Project, and we watched Bishop Buddy's message from January 21st and then talked about it. How about that?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And Dawson actually in the discussion, so we talked at the tables, and both at the table and I was in his discussion, and then and afterwards there's kind of like they pass the mic around a la the end of the old Phil Donahue show, and you get reactions amongst the tables. And he actually recited the Brennan Manning 24-second clip that I play before 6, and he actually shares nights before 6, before his show closes. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a good message for people to hear again and again. So
we may even drop that in our 5 minutes here. But I wanted to just talk about looking forward to making a birthday wake-up call to my mom in an hour, and she's already given the green light on that, so we've done that in recent years. But wanted to just deception's on my mind, and one of the things that birthed this is, there's a horrible story out of Chippewa Falls on Wednesday of at least one pair of grandparents, and it may be more. Calling it the grandparents scam of people. This is just horribly evil. They're calling these people saying that your grandchild is in jail and then using AI to, transmit what sounds like your actual grandchild's voice.
Oh,
and some people
were
out thousands of dollars, and the police are like, hang up if that happens to you. But it made me think about, there's so much deception, so many places, and it's so dangerous.
Right. And, I think people want to wish well about people, but you're right. It's around every corner. I've had people I've worked with who have lost $100,000 or more to scams, and it's just, it is utterly evil when this sort of thing happens. And, I think we have to be wise as serpents, right? I mean, we have to be aware, and I think, how do we protect those people who are more vulnerable in our population to that sort of thing? And it's really terrible.
Now, and it's in that area, but again, to expand it out, I mean, it can be in advertising. It can be in so many different areas. It can be in politics. And I think about Jesus's words in Matthew 24, maybe elsewhere, but he talks about in those last days, even the elect would be deceived, So,
Yeah. There's a verse, I think it's in 2 Thessalonians, where it says, God sends them a strong delusion so that they might believe what is false. And I'm like, man, that's a scary thing.
Yeah.
So when we look at even the 20th century, the rise of propaganda and how things have changed. It really works on most people.
Yeah, and I think when it comes to, how do you know it's not a counterfeit? I mean, you'll see different cashiers handle this, but, I mean, you want to know the real thing. That's the...
Right, absolutely.
That's what you study. Okay.
Yep.
We got Romans 12:9 today.
And that says, don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good.
Yeah, in Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary, you say this. When it comes to love, which is the heart of who I am, do not fake it. Fake love is no love at all. Instead, be authentic and genuine. Train yourself to discriminate between good and evil. Boy, that's exactly what we're talking about. With the help of my Holy Spirit, seek integration and reject what fractures your spirit and relationships. Final thought.
Yeah, again, I think we have to approach this with a grain of humility, right, to be able to discriminate between what is good and evil. And I think where we go is we always come back to love. What is the most loving thing I can do for my neighbor? And that's a good place for us to start.
All right, speaking of love, how about Brennan 10 minutes early? Thank you, friend. We'll see you at breakfast tomorrow. There we go. WWIB. Going to do this before 6, but here's an extra one, as I was proud of my son as he kind of recited this and shared this with folks last night.
Do you believe that the God of Jesus loves you beyond worthiness and unworthiness, beyond fidelity and infidelity, that he loves
Okay, well, special birthday today. My mom. She's got a birthday today. And so we're going to call her about 6:45 this morning here on WWIB. So listen, I'm 60. I've made no secret of that. So she's 85 today. But thank God for her. Thank God that she's still in tip-top condition. And so it's great to just best mom. And so look forward to talking to her. In fact, Bob Lindner met her. Birthday Bob went to Milwaukee with me June 11th. We stayed overnight at with my mom and Kent. And then the Brewer game was a win over Toronto. I still remember 5-4, a day game. We had a great time there at American Family Field. So Bob messages this on the listener line. Says, happy birthday to a very sweet and genuine woman, mother, grandmother, and friend. Yeah, you covered all the bases, Bob. Just like baseball. She shares this special birthday with a well-known Christian artist, Jeff Moore, who created a song especially for Margie. For the old schoolers out there, he knocked this song out of the park for Margie when he wrote Home Run in 1995. Happy birthday, Margie and Jeff. We got that song ready to go. And thank you, Bob, for that terrific message. Again, birthday wake-up call for her, which she said, giving the green light to at about 6:45 or so this morning when we typically do weekend birthdays. All right, other birthdays we're tracking down on Facebook today include the likes of one of the best worship leaders I've ever had a chance to experience leading worship, Rachel Dilliman, our own Fred Scholl's daughter, Rachel. Fred and Kathy Scholl's daughter, Rachel, with a birthday today. She's a great woman of God and worship leader. Craig Peterson, Daniel Flomo, Diane Farley, Teresa or Dan Gable, one of the two, Sean Moe, Sheila Gagner, and Greg Smith, and living in North Carolina these days. Happy birthday to each and every one of them. And on the national scene, do I not have the national scene up today? What's happening with that? All right, well, it's hard to get good help, and when you're relying on yourself for something, that means you have nobody else to blame but yourself. So I've stalled now to tell you that Tyne Daly from Cagney and Lacey in Judging Amy is 79. Anthony Daniels, C-3PO in Star Wars films, is 79. William Peterson from CSI, 72. Kelsey Grammer, Frasier, the big 7-0 today. Titus Burgess from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, 46. Jennifer Love Hewitt, I remember her from Party of Five, she's 46. Actor-director Jordan Peele is 46. Ashley Green from Twilight, 38. Elliot Page from Inception and the Umbrella Academy is 36. Corbin Blue from High School Musical, 36. And Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones, 29. Our promise of the day has a beach picture today. It's Psalm 9, verse 10. You can trust in me, for I will never forsake you. Check the devotion that goes with it at 365promises.com. That aforementioned Jeff Moore song back when he was with The Distance. Right now, as we get ready for baseball, Brewers' first spring training game against the Reds tomorrow in Arizona. All right, WWIB, it is 11 and a half before.
Oh, he's got
7 here at this Friday morning, temperature of 0, and a special birthday wake-up call to the birthday girl, Marjorie Spicer, my mom. Good morning, Mom.
Good morning, Mark.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, yes.
So you say you got
85 and still alive.
That's right. Yeah, that's a good saying, 85 and still alive. So more than just alive, though, but we'll get into that a little bit. But you say you woke up early this morning. How early did you get out of bed?
I was around 5:45.
Okay. All right.
Yes. I had to have some coffee. Kent always makes the coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
And I just thought to get my voice warmed up. So it wasn't froggy for you.
Yeah, no. You're sounding great. You're sounding great. So you heard the birthday greeting at 6:20 from Bob Lindner.
Yes. Oh, such a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It was so much fun having him here on your big 6-0.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, that was, yes. And thank you, Bob,
yeah,
so much.
That was terrific.
For your nice greeting.
Absolutely. So what are your plans for your birthday?
Well, today, nothing real special today.
Uh-huh.
But on the weekend, one of our favorite restaurants, Fox and Hounds. So Ken's taking me to Fox and Hounds Sunday.
Okay.
That'll be special. And tomorrow, your sister Jenny is having us over. She said, anything you want for lunch. And so I pick tacos, and then I think I surprise her when she says, "What's your favorite cake?" And I says, "How about apple pie? I love warm apple pie."
Okay. So. All right.
And then, of course, Paige and my sweet, wonderful Benny will be there.
And now he is your great-grandson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited to see him.
Yeah.
Since they live an hour away in Kenosha, I don't get to see him as much as I would like.
Right.
Like, I'd like to see him every day.
We talk about with you part of being 85 and still alive, and but being, you know, the thing I thank God for a lot with you is just so many of the different health challenges that can beset people, you've been able to, by God's grace, I know you say thank the Lord, is to avoid that. But part of the thing, you and your husband, I mean, you guys regularly work out, and that's something you really give a lot of credit to.
Well, we really, I think if you enjoy it, you're going to do it, and we both love working out.
Mm-hmm.
And today, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, are our days to go there. And Kent always gets there an hour before me.
Uh-huh.
And what's nice with him is then he has a table about six guys after they work out, they socialize. And I am always going out for lunch or breakfast with nurses I work with. So I do a lot of socializing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, I don't know. I said earlier, I think I got the best mom, and you're so loving and encouraging. And I think just it's so great to, as much as you listen to the live stream of the show at WIB.com, and so you've kind of shown me this is the way to be a parent, even to your kids, as our kids are going to be 20 to 25 here before I know it. And so it is to stay in touch with them and encourage them the way you have for me. So thanks, Mom. I love you so much. So.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Mm-hmm. Boy, I love you. You know, I don't even have to say, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yes. One of the biggest joys in my life is being a mom and a grandmother and now a great-grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't tell you how.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Fantastic. Well, I wish I could be there with you today and at some point this weekend, but as you've learned with me for your birthday, the gift card is in the mail.
Well, I wouldn't want it any other way.
Right.
Then I have...
something to look forward to.
Look forward to.
All right. And I know this is one of your favorite songs we play here on WWIB from time to time. From Blake Shelton, Save Your Shadow. Love you, Mom. Enjoy the day.
Love you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So, weekend special events, a lot of times we'll cover these around 6:45 to 6:50, but we had a special birthday wake-up call to my mom today. One of our faithful listeners there in...
Happy birthday to Margie.
Southeast Wisconsin, yeah. And let's cover some of the things. First off, for Saturday, tomorrow, Caleb, is chili day.
That sounds delicious. Mm-hmm. And even though it won't be quite as chilly, it's still a great comfort food, right? And man, sure enjoy a good bowl of chili.
Mm-hmm.
It is also Be Humble Day coming up.
Tomorrow is Introduce a Girl to Engineering Day.
Excellent. Cook a Sweet Potato Day as well.
Mm-hmm. And it is Wildlife Day tomorrow.
It is Play More Cards Day, so mm-hmm. I don't know, have a nice bowl of chili and play some cards.
There you go. It's Recreational Sports and Fitness Day on Saturday.
Also, Saturday is Supermarket Employee Day. Hopefully, you are kind to the employees at the grocery store all the time, but you know what? Wish them a happy Supermarket Employee Day tomorrow.
Tomorrow, especially for those who chew tobacco, it's the Great American Spit Out Day. We know about the Smoke Out Day back in... November, but this is the spit out day.
It is also walking the dog day tomorrow, and a little warmer. I know you walk the dogs regularly, so man, there's an opportunity for you to have a special day for it.
I'll let the dogs know. And it is World Thinking Day tomorrow, but what about on Sunday? That is Curling is Cool Day.
It is also Diesel Engine Day.
Huh, I didn't know they had one. It's Digital Learning Day Sunday.
It's Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day on Sunday. Do we appreciate the dog biscuits or do the dogs appreciate the biscuits?
They do appreciate them, I know that. It is Sunday is Stand Up to Bullying Day.
It is also Rationalization Day.
Mm-hmm. Sunday, go ahead and celebrate Skip the Straw Day.
It is Banana Bread Day. That sounds delicious.
And I thought Saturday was Chili Day, but some celebrate on Sunday.
I guess Chili Day is Saturday and Sunday because it's so good it needs 2 days.
I guess.
And Play Tennis Day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess if you can find an indoor place to play tennis, that's where you go.
Has pickleball passed tennis yet in popularity? It seems like it's going to.
It does indeed. 9 minutes before 8 o'clock here on WWIB The Wib Wake Up Show. It's time to get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. But we know you're a busy bunch and we respect your time, so we do this in condensed fashion. We call it headlines. And here we go.
A study shows that a daytime nap boosts the brain's learning power.
A nap is also a nice way to break up a long work day of Facebook scrolling.
For sure.
If you have laryngitis, whispering doesn't help. A study revealed that whispering strains your vocal cords as much as yelling.
A fact librarians are always trying to hide.
Indeed.
In a poll on manners, nearly 70% of the people questioned said Americans are ruder than they were 20 or 30 years ago.
70%, and the other 30% refused to answer the idiotic poll and told the pollsters exactly what they thought of them.
What more evidence do we need?
A study found that babies born in the summer months grow up to be healthier adults.
Well, at least they look healthier with those amazing tans.
Don't they, though?
A survey says 90% of Americans admit they lie.
If that's true, how can we trust their answers to the other survey questions?
Good question.
A study reveals that witnessing people perform good deeds makes people more likely, in turn, to perform their own good deeds.
Conversely, the study shows that watching the Kardashians makes people less likely to complete their GED.
Oh, man.
And finally, recently, scientists created the hottest temperature ever in a lab. Get this now. 4 trillion degrees Celsius.
4 trillion degrees Celsius. If I'm not mistaken, this is the same temperature of a Hot Pocket right out of the microwave.
Be careful.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Hi, my name's Travis, and here's my Kevin Diggs game.
Come, potential 2-on-1. Here is Dane Krista. Lays a pass out, and Fournette found it. And Matt Fournette has made it 3-2 on the redirect in front of the goaltender, Deuce.
A special birthday wake-up call to the birthday girl, Marjorie Spicer, my mom. Good morning, Mom.
Good morning, Mark.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, 85 and still alive.
That's right. Let's try one more time to see if we can get a winner in Tuesday Trivia. What a prize today.
Indeed, we have $25 from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. They have a second location opening up in Rock Falls this spring. And this is the question. Every year, nearly 1,000 people are injured by what?
Dakota from Phillips.
Hey, Dakota from Phillips. What do you think, friend?
Nice.
Knives. Could it be?
Oh, yeah.
No one's guessed that yet. And again, knives in the house.
Boy, what a great guess.
Yeah. Is it knives? Dakota, we're not going to buzz you, but it's not what we're looking for.
It might be more than 1,000 that get hurt by knives every year.
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer again.
She wants her candy.
I'm going to guess when you put the roll of toilet paper on.
When you put Yeah, in that area of the toilet paper dispenser and all that. I don't know how in the world people could get injured.
You think
with
almost
that.
1,000 people get injured with that, Sherry?
That seems a little off, but you are absolutely correct.
Way to go, Sherry!
The freshman Drew Brovold against the junior Cam Mosler. Mosler's going to pick it up and neutralize, and here he comes. He weaves off to his right, stops in front of Brovold, hit it off the pipe! Oh, Brovold!
Hi there, this is Jody Walskoff from Oliva. And if it doesn't warm up soon, I am going to scream.